I don't think I said at any point that we weren't going to have some fun here too, okay? This is not all work.
I was just answering to Franco that you said that it was also going to be fun here, and I said that in the past week I've been preparing the dance routines, and it's been a tremendous amount of joy. Like, it was just more and more and more elevating joy, and I think that we're going to blow off the roof with the joy over here.
Fantastic. Good job. Now, who thought of you wanted to miss this? Okay, so the reason the book... We're going to write down, or you're going to write down, all the things you want to let go. Stuff that you've carried with you, even stuff that you've carried coming here. Anything that you're ready to let go of. Because we're going to do a process of letting it go. And if you don't have enough pages in the book, so just put down what you want to let go. We'll have another opportunity again, so don't think if you missed one or two. Just the intent. Any attachments to people? Any old stories, programs, emotions, patterns of life?
How many pages?
Whatever you need. Letting go of your past, whatever. If you feel it no longer serves or it's been a little heavy, any baggage, just write it down. Any part of your past that you feel has been heavy and you have some attachments to it? Any drama, trauma? Any perceived idea of what happened or didn't happen? Even any particular challenges you've had in relationships or connections? I know as I keep giving you hints, you have more to write. Remember, you can let go of anything and everything. And if you need it, you can create new, fresh, updated, sweet, delectful. Even if you want to let go of the old self altogether, what you represented in life.
Franco, I have a little guy in my head who always talks to me.
You have to start from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. My question was, I have a little guy who talks to me all the time, and he lives in my head. And as you said, he's very entertaining, but sometimes, I mean, most of the times, he takes me out of the moment. I mean, even sometimes when I'm doing meditation with you, he starts coming in. And he's not negative, but he's very random. He just talks and talks and talks. So how can I make him a little bit be quiet?
I thank you for your chatter. I thank you for everything that you share. Mm-hmm. I love you. But I'm going to let you just release you now. So when you're doing that, don't fight it. Don't feel that it's a bad thing. Just let it be. But say, oh, listen, you know, we're not going to focus right now on that. And just, you're going to have to do it quite a few times as you go along. And just be okay with it. Because if you're trying to negotiate sometimes see it as a bad thing or the fact that it's distracting you or not making you be in the moment, you can easily say, okay, you want to be present, you can be present, but I'm going to be in a moment. And just be in the moment, even though the chatter. So the chatter, it's almost like you're seeing it further and further away. You know, it's there, but it's don't let it just be on the forefront. So it's still a bit of play and exercise on that.
I know, but the problem is very strong. I mean, I become like a dog. It's like a scent, and it just scented, and I'm just gone. I come back like a few minutes after. Wow, where was I? Just pull myself back. I stay in the present moment for a few seconds, sometimes a few minutes, but it still comes in. And he knows how to grab my attention.
Mm-hmm.
He just comes in and said, okay, you need to be quiet. Pay attention to Franco. And then I start paying attention. I say, okay, this is a good guy coming in, right? So as soon as I start listening to him, I'm just, I don't know, in dining room or swimming in the pond or something.
So just
thank him and ask him to...
Yeah, thank you, but then you refocus to what you want to focus on. Just always keep that and just, I thank you, I love you, but I release you. I'm not going to pay attention to you at this point. So it's going to take a bit of practice because it's very good now at doing that. So each time, no, we're going to stay on the focus. You can say whatever you want, but I'm not paying attention. I want to be focused on what I'm engaging with right now.
Okay, actually, before I had like a two or three. Now I have one, and I thought, okay, this is a friendly one, and he's going to stay with me. But now I see, no, this one needs to get quiet too. So can you talk to him a little bit if you have time?
Well, we'll have...
Tonight, maybe.
We'll see.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Pavel.
It's interesting you say that because I have a similar situation. It's not always present, but mine is not friendly. It's like a little demon. Evil demon, and recently I've figured out that the thing that works best is like when it's like, well, you should, I just go, access denied, and then, well, how about, access denied, well, and I do that for about maybe even just a minute, and then it gets tired, and it just fucks off, like literally, and for some reason that worked for me, so, I mean, it's not done with an evil intent. It's just like a computer system, and it's recognizing that it's a virus or whatever, and you're just denying it access to you. That's
good.
It.
That's excellent. Give it a try. Give us an update on how that works.
Thank you.
And if you need him to say the correctly, then you can practice it. Okay, everybody's gotten all their... stuff all written. Don't be concerned if you missed any. We'll dig it up later. So now you're going to have to all stand up one by one and tell everybody what you're letting go. Just kidding. Okay.